At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Oh, people at home!
Let me talk to you!
Now get the guns, the drugs from my generation. And it's a sin.
Rollins!
We want the smoke!
Woo!
Freak out!
Yeah!
New day!
Hey, yo!
You just made the list!
Well, enough is enough! And it's time for a change!
If I can be serious for a minute, for the love of God, stay away from the pit of dogs!
Move to the music, play the music, move it to the music, yeah!
Cheers!
Acknowledge me.
Cheers, please!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney, and I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be DPP.
I don't understand websites. You have minimized the fucking ad that pops up, and it just keeps popping up.
Well, the pop-up's doing its job, is all I can say, DP. It's doing its job.
Not buying from you, Best Buy.
And we are not alone. I would say easily the other most tenured member of the DWI podcast. It's funny. A short time ago, we're like, yeah, he's just going to be on once a month and special. Well, we got a special occasion already. Just so you know, we were just going to start with Brewers and, you know, figured you'd come in by the time we finished with that. We weren't trying to, you know, go without you completely. We would have paused if you didn't get here in time for Triple Mania Trivia this week. It's the Trivia Trickster himself, AJ Velez.
All I said was I was stuck in traffic, but I'll be there shortly.
No, literally, like, you could see that, like, 30 seconds before the theme started playing, I would look at Dan. I'm like, well, let's just start. We can talk about the Brewers, and then AJ will probably get here before that's over. But, yes, folks, well, DP, let's let everybody know what's happening on this special 488th edition of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
But I got to do another thing for this. Hold on. It's 5 letters. One word,
sheet.
All right, I like that. That's good. Well done. Yeet and sheet. We've done that before. This week, we're going to talk about the historically red-hot Milwaukee Brewers and the free hamburgers that are about to hit Southeast Wisconsin. EP, one of the funniest lines in a group text chat ever. The other night, he can divulge that to AJ off the air if he pleases. I don't know if he wants to talk about it on the air. That's up to him. We'll get to it. Nope. He said nope. Okay, AJ, you'll have to remember to ask him after the show. And it's special triple trivia day. That's what we're doing. Sports entertainment and sports entertainment. That's what we cover on thechairshot.com and on Chairshot Radio Network. So today, AJ has sports trivia, DP has entertainment trivia, and Tunney's got the wrestling for you. So let's take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll ring the bell. This is DWI 488, PC Tunney, AJ Velez, DPP. Don't forget about prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
how this game works.
Episode 488. What's the difference? Not a whole heck of a lot, my friends. DP, why don't you play as many Bob Uecker sound bites as you have?
All right.
Dynamite drop in money at broadcast school has really paid off.
What a pansy.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
Excellent. So, folks, the Milwaukee Brewers, so let's start here. There is a diner called George Webb Restaurant. And before the pandemic, and now more of them after the pandemic, it's a 24-hour diner. And you can get breakfast. Or you can get burgers, chicken tenders, you know, stuff like that. Fries. There's some other dinner stuff, right? Do they have a fish fry
basic,
on Fridays?
Basic so dinner menu.
One. Yeah.
I don't know if they have a fish fry, to be honest with you.
They do. I know they do. Yeah. But you can get all this stuff at any time of the day, right? So in our early 20s to mid-20s, we ate there after bar close. And the fun thing about it is your paper placemat always has coupons that is good for the next month. So if you could hold on to those, it'd be stuff like buy one, get one double cheeseburger, you know, or you get the classic breakfast, you know, $2 off or something like that. But now as I'm in my 40s, I find myself there close to the same time, like 5:30 a.m. as opposed to 3 a.m. So it's interesting, although this is after sleeping, completely sober, looking for coffee, eggs, and potatoes. That's George Webb. George Webb has been around Milwaukee for, I don't know, you want to research that, DP? I think it's got to be at least 75 years.
Since 1948.
DP, that's at least 75 years. That's 77 years. You're welcome, America.
Well done.
Thank you. I didn't even need you to tell me that. I already knew it, but I'll take it.
You asked.
Oh,
I delivered.
George, wait a minute. So that's what we're talking about. Now, when the Brewers moved here from being the Seattle Pilots after a couple decades after losing, oh, maybe it wasn't even that long. It was a while after losing the Braves to Atlanta. George Webb is like, we're the only restaurant in town that predicts the Brewers will win 12 in a row. Well, in 1987, they won 12 in a row. They actually won 13 in a row. And myself and my dad on a Saturday went to 6 different George Webbs to get hamburgers. Now, they did this again in 2018 recently, and I didn't go. And I'm probably not going to go this time. So this time what they did was you can stop in between now and next Wednesday if you can't make it next Wednesday and get a voucher that's good for a few weeks to get a hamburger for free at any time. Otherwise, show up next Wednesday between 2 and 6 p.m. at any George Webb, you get a free hamburger. They made 170,000 free hamburgers in 2018, and they're thinking they're going to have a lot more. Now, here's a crazy story that already happened from this. Before the Brewers had ever won the 12th game Wednesday afternoon, now, they were probably up 10 or 12 to 5. That was the way the game finished. There was a guy at a George Webb. The game wasn't even over yet, and he wanted his free hamburger. They wouldn't give it to him. So he called 911. Said, George Webb won't give me my hamburger. The dispatch person reminded the person that the game is not even over yet, and George Webb likely won't be giving these away until another day. I don't think anything came of it, but that's hilarious. That actually happened. First, I want to go to AJ because, like, DP and I know all this history. We're customers of George Webb through and through. We think it's a great diner chain here in Southeast Wisconsin, mainly Milwaukee. I don't know if there are any outside of Milwaukee, but what do you think of all this, AJ? The baseball, the hamburgers, combined, you know, even Brandon Woodruff, who started yesterday after the game, said that the atmosphere felt a little bigger than just an afternoon game. Like, we knew burgers were on the line for our fans.
I mean, that's awesome in itself. The fact that they kept that tradition ever since they became, or well, they went from the Pilots to the Brewers, I appreciate so much. And like you said, that they got number 12 again. Well, granted, it was against the Pirates, so that was probably a guarantee. But that's awesome in itself. I'm not going to lie. Like, the fact that it's like, hey, community, we got 12. I also love how it's a random number, not like 5 or 10 or like an even like normal number that you see. No, 12. Make it 12 right now. But that's awesome. And big shout out to that dispatcher that said, no, fuck you. You're not getting your burger. The game's not over yet. Don't you jinx it, asshole.
So the funny thing,
cheers to that dispatcher.
And the crazy thing, too, is like three weeks ago, the Brewers lost after they had 11 in a row and they lost going for 12. And then like a week later, they get on a run again and now they win 12. It's Dan. This has been the most insane Milwaukee Brewers season. It's been one of the most insane professional regular seasons I've seen. It reminds me of when the Packers finally went 13-3 with Favre, or when they went 15-1 with
Rodgers
regular season wise. And then when the Bucks won 60 games, they didn't win with Giannis, with Budenholzer. They didn't win the championship. This is before they won the championship, but they won like 20 out of 22 to finish the season that year. Something ridiculous after the All-Star break. They were so much better than everybody else. This right now is superseding that. Like, let me give you a couple stats. The Brewers are the only team. The Brewers and the 1939 Yankees, which are considered the greatest hitting team of all time, one of the greatest hitting teams of all time, I think it's 39, are the only two teams in Major League Baseball history to put up 14 plus runs in four different opposing ballparks in one season. The Brewers have won 11 of their last 12 series, sweeping 7 of those 11 winning series. They also have the number one rated farm system in Major League Baseball, was announced yesterday by some baseball, I forget, it was Baseball Digest. So this is insanity, Dan.
It's crazy. It seems like every time I turn around, they're just winning games and they're putting up double digit runs every damn time. It's nuts. And you see some of these guys that they, you know, got in there, like, you know, Isaac Collins. Where the fuck did these guys come from? Andrew Vaughn,
rookie,
who they picked up.
Rookie Andrew Vaughn, third pick in 2018, and was not cutting it. If Savali doesn't say he doesn't want to be in the bullpen, we don't have Andrew Vaughn. We trade Savali because we put him in the bullpen, doesn't want to do his role. We're like, oh yeah, go to the White Sox, we'll take Andrew Vaughn. And look at this
and
shit.
All of a sudden Andrew Vaughn just decides he wants to start hitting the ball and is like just every goddamn game. Like, how the fuck? They're just coming out of nowhere. It's like you're waiting for the ball to finally drop, you know, and not, you know, and this to fall apart, because this streak of everybody just being able to hit the ball, and these guys, like, who are these guys coming out of nowhere, is just insane. And then you look at the pitching now that Woodruff's back too, and getting to back to full strength, and you got Mizorowski, who they bring up as and all of a sudden is just this lights out pitcher out of nowhere.
You haven't even mentioned our number one, who's 14-5 with a 2.9 ERA fastball, Freddy Peralta, right?
Yeah. And Priester, I think that's how you say it. Yeah. But like, yeah, these guys Priester, that you're like,
yeah, these guys are rejuvenated.
Who would have thought these guys all of a sudden just started just catching fire? And that's not even our full roster. Like, you got guys that are hurt and guys that are going to be coming back. Churio is not in right now, and he's just a monster leadoff hitter. Like, you're going to, like, finding a spot in the batting order for these guys is going to become a problem if they continue to hit so goddamn well every game.
Well, here's an example, mainly at the back end of the bullpen, right? Like, we've given away two, like, of the best closers in baseball, Josh Hader and Devin Harris. I think Hader's still pitching well. Devin Harris is getting destroyed in New York as a Yankee right now. And what happens? Oh, we got Uribe and Miguel and a handful of other guys who have been spectacular in the bullpen.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, it's not only just that we're putting up runs, but the defense and the pitching is there too. Like, that's what's even crazier, is like everything is clicking, which is just scary to think about. Because even if you have one bad game of hitting or something, which they haven't had in months, even if they did, the pitching, you know, can save them, or vice versa. You know, like, it's crazy. You watch them go down. Like, I've a couple games, but you know, I can't watch them on TV with what I have, but you know, I keep an eye on them every day, every time they're playing on my iPad or whatever. And I watch them like, oh, all of a sudden they, you know, have a bad inning. They give up three runs. Well, then they put up five in the bottom and like, Jesus Christ. Like, it's
well, nuts. As you're listening today on Friday morning, they're on Apple TV tonight, Friday night. Yes. So if you have Apple TV, you can watch them on Apple TV Friday night as they go for their 13th in a row. It's a team that plays hard. They're fast. They play really good defense. They don't swing at a lot of bad pitches. They try to work the count a lot. And they just do things the right way is what a lot of people say. Even the guys who have just come into the organization are very excited. Three things, though, Brewers have got going for them this year. It's pocket pancakes. They're 12-0 now on this run since Pat Murphy pulled a pancake out of his pocket and ate it. They got the power of friendship, and I really believe in this. Like, this locker room, they play for each other. They're not out there to put up stats to make $1 billion. They know that'll come with it. These guys, it seems like, is such a – and this has been a really solid locker room for a few years. It started under Craig Counsell. I'm not going to not give him credit. And lastly, yeah, I'm okay with some Euchre magic from above happening right now. Let's take it all the way, Bob.
Let's do it for him, man. It's the year, right. year for Euchre, man. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, did you have anything else to add, AJ?
No, I wouldn't hate that if Brewers won it for Euchre. I mean,
jump on the bandwagon this year, AJ. Nah, you can be a Brewer fan.
I'm not jumping on the bandwagon. I'm going to be like most quote-unquote baseball fans and hop on when the playoffs happen, the postseason. Because, I mean, my team's doing well in the NL East. Obviously, your Brewers are doing well. Andrew's got the Dodgers, so they're always going to do well with the bullshit that they have. But, yeah, it's insane where, like, I was looking at the standings while you guys were talking and like, all the games where the 11th one was literally they just couldn't get a run against the Mariners. And then they just start all over again with this streak. Like, it looks like there's no stopping them. If they go on and win the World Series or even be part of the World Series, that would be amazing just for Euchre alone.
Well said. Well said. All right. Let's take our second commercial break. And when we come back, we got triple trivia mania coming at your ass. Sports entertainment and sports entertainment right here on DWI 488. We'll be back shortly.
Now a word from my God, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I was going to say, Tony, are you going to have to crack three of those open at once since it's triple trivia?
I don't think we'll get three. We might get two. We might get one more before we're done. I mean, I have to go to work tomorrow. Like I start work earlier than everybody.
Well, you got to get the webs at four in the morning. So, you know,
okay.
I'm at work by 6:30.
That's and if we're going off of actual time zones and everything, I'm just waking up getting ready to start driving for me. So cheers to you.
All right. We're going to start with sports. So AJ, you are up first, my friend.
Oh,
we're
going to
go in order of the model. We're going to do sports, then we're going to do entertainment, and then we're going to do
sports entertainment.
Then we're going to do space travel or whatever the hell.
Yeah, space travel. Yes.
Was that space travel? Yep. Was that what it was?
Yep.
Thermodynamics.
We're going to go plaid, everybody.
Ooh, going to plaid.
All right, first question for sports. Before he became the GOAT of the NFL, Tom Brady was drafted to the MLB in 1995 for what team?
I used to know this.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what team John Elway was drafted by in the baseball?
Sure, but John Elway isn't the question.
Thank you. the other. Hold on.
I don't know if giving the year helped or not, because I said 1995.
Doesn't matter.
Probably not. All right. I probably got it wrong anyway.
Tunney says Giants. Ooh. Dan says the Cardinals. Neither of you got it right, because it's not a
Wait,
team.
Wait, is it
that...
the Tigers?
No.
All right.
Oh.
It's not a team that exists anymore, technically. They are now the Washington.
The Expos? Oh,
the Expos. The Montreal Expos.
There you go.
National.
Yeah, I knew he got drafted. I don't remember what team he was drafted by. I know John Elway was the Yankees.
Russell
Wilson
the...
got drafted by somebody. A lot of quarterbacks back in the day.
Mariners.
Dan Marino got drafted too. Like guys from other sports too. Danny Ainge got drafted. Anyway,
a lot of them did because of that arm strength. And does anyone know? This doesn't count for a point, but does anyone know what position he was going to play for the Expos?
Third base.
He was a catcher, wasn't he?
Oh. Catcher. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a catcher. See, I knew that he was. Yeah, I knew that. Fucking bullshit. Why didn't you ask the position? All right, next question.
He wanted to toss balls to somebody else. He wanted to rifle fastballs to somebody else.
We got a lot of fucking questions. Damn it. It's a good question.
Perfect that we have two. No, stop it. Who has the most steals in the NBA of active players?
Oh, that's a good question.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. I went deep in the bag of tricks.
The first name that popped in my head. You wouldn't think of this person.
That's what I'm doing too, but I think it's wrong.
Be a red herring. Never know.
You're just gonna dangle it in front of us, like
dangle it like a carrot. Yeah. Dan says LeBron. Tunney says Harden. LeBron's second. It's actually CP3, Chris Paul.
Ah! Harden's got to be up there, though, I think.
I don't remember. I looked at this list early in the morning. I think he was like, he's in the top 10, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
CP, man, if I'd have remembered that he was still in the, who did he sign with for this year? Oh, the Clippers. Yeah, the geriatric Clippers this year. Great question.
Remember when they were the young
great
team?
Great question. Two great questions. We suck at answering them.
Good parent. Ah. All right, so the last one for sports. Obviously, we know Alexander Ovechkin got the goal record of all time. What active player is behind him in second?
Oh, wow.
Shit, hold on. I gotta get the theme.
And
I think
I'm gonna say this because it was in our group chat. This was the one that Andrew got.
Pronounce the W. Fuck off.
We're going 0-3.
I go with the obvious. I'm going with the obvious. The kid.
Tunney
Sid the Kid Crosby.
Sid the Kid. Dan says Pavlaski. Sadly, Tunney got the point. It's Sid the Kid.
That is Sid.
All right. Cha-cha-cha.
I figured.
All right. First point of Triple Mania trivia.
Ow.
Which Tunney man?
God, I really hope that rumor is not true that he might go to the Capitals.
Crumsby?
Yeah, that's going to be the rumor. Since he's friends with Ovi, he could do like a 1 or 2 year deal with the Capitals and just have some fun since, you know, Oshie retired.
Might as well.
All right, it's time for entertainment. Trivia. Yeah, a little marble music behind, a little piano marble. You like that? You can talk over it.
So in the vein of Saving Silverman, I got one that's video games, one that's movies, and one that's both. It's a little bit
that's
there
awesome.
There you go.
I was hoping it wasn't Monster Truck and porn.
It's entertainment. Could be.
It's still technically entertainment.
Yeah, you know what? I I only play trivia when I'm drinking, by the way.
All right. Question the first.
Oh, two. I never answer the door when I'm eating. Sorry.
It's one nacho.
Yes,
the
it is.
Next iteration of John Madden Football is coming out. As you're listening, it's probably released and could be downloaded. What year was the first official John Madden Football game released?
I have it narrowed down to 2 years.
So do I.
Yeah, and I'm 20 years older than you. I should have this in my fucking head.
Because I'm all thinking right, Madden blank, but what year?
John Madden Football. Tony says 1987.
AJ says 1999.
What is it?
1999.
Yeah,
1999?
Oh, God, no. Tony, 1988. Ah, he was one of the two!
Released for the Commodore 64 and the Apple II computer.
Oh, right.
Before.
I'm dumb.
Even. Yeah. And the first console was the Genesis.
I forgot that was technically called Madden.
Genesis.
It was
Genesis,
officially John Madden Football back then. Yeah.
Yep, they put the receivers in Windows.
Windows. Yep. 1990 for the Genesis was the first release for a console.
All right. Fair enough. No puntos.
No points. Now the movie question. So one of the new animated movies coming out is Zootopia 2. The original Zootopia. What?
Sure.
Oh boy. What animal?
Yep.
What type of animal works at the DMV?
AJ knows. AJ's gonna maybe. AJ's gonna get the second punto.
He's gonna tie it up. And he's taking a very good educated guess after he thought about it for a minute.
Right. Tony, you got it?
I hope you'll accept this.
I can see what it is.
Tony says jackass. AJ says sloth. And sloth is the correct answer.
I was thinking slow and an ass. And that would have been like a donkey, you know, or a jackass.
The
kids thing, the sloth,
They go out DMVs how terrible DMVs are because they're horribly slow. Yeah,
they're mean. They're slow and they're mean.
Hey, Flash, you want to hear a joke?
Flash, 100-yard dash.
Yeah.
All right, well, AJ has tied Tunney at one.
Tied at two there. All right, last one.
Oh, shit, hold on.
Answer it now.
Jeff, got a biscuits.
The movie video game combination, Mortal Kombat. The new Mortal Kombat movie's coming out. There has been a total of 4 Mortal Kombat live action movies. Only one of them had another name to it other than Mortal Kombat or Mortal Kombat 2. What was the name of that Mortal Kombat movie?
I don't have to spell it correctly, I hope.
As long as I can understand what you wrote.
Yeah, I got it. We're good. Yep, we're good. I think I did spell it correctly. Even though Platt doesn't think it's important to be able to spell. Just memorization.
Jeopardy rules or what?
What do you got, AJ? What do you got?
I could be wrong. I just threw a random thing because I'm like, I think I remember this just because I love the...
Whatever.
Is it Annihilation? I know it's spelled so wrong. Okay, it is Annihilation.
Annihilation. Both are correct.
Okay.
Well done.
It has been forever since I've watched those, but
so I God, gotta say so that I'm keeping track of points. So I'm keeping track of points, right? And it's kind of unfair because there was a total of 6 points to be gained between the two of you asking 3 questions.
Oh boy.
There's 14 possible points in 3 questions here. So I feel like, you know, I did okay.
Tony's
just gonna erase this. I'm just gonna erase my side of the board here. And AJ's got 2 on you, Dan.
So well done.
But there's plenty of time to catch up here. So here we go. Question 1.
Oh boy.
This is none other than Intercontinental Championship trivia. Eh? Yeah. Okay. All right. These are some tough questions. So let's stay off our phones and computers and try to answer them as best as we can here, folks. Here we go. Question numero uno. 3 points possible here. The Intercontinental title was formed by combining the North American Heavyweight Championship and the fictional South American Heavyweight Championship. We all know Pat Patterson was the original Intercontinental Champion. Where did he win the championship?
Where?
City and country. I'll just take the country. What country did he win the championship in? Who did he beat to win the North American title? And who did he beat to win the South American title and become the first ever Intercontinental Champion? Country, who did he beat for the North American? Who did he beat to combine them to create the title?
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
I got my 3, Dan.
All right. Let's take a shot.
Show your answers. Brazil is correct from AJ.
Oh, nice.
USA is wrong, Dan. DiBiase is correct. Which title, though, AJ?
Oh, God. You want me to guess which title?
Yeah, well, that was specifically the question. Correct. You get one. Okay. And the South American was Johnny Rod, so... 2 points more for AJ.
Damn it.
Oh.
Man.
I remembered it was Rio de Janeiro, and then I just went, fuck it. They probably did something with DiBiase.
That's a good call.
All right. Question 2. He'll give you double time here. Five people had won the Intercontinental title twice before anybody won it 3 times. Who were the first 5 competitors to be a 2-time IC champion? For the second round of Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you eat Taco Bell, then you really gotta you guys got about 10 more seconds.
God, I can't come up with anybody. Write
someone down if you can't think of anybody.
Sure, I got 4, and I'm confident in one of them.
All right. EP? You're good? Here we go. Mm-hmm. First 5 competitors in WWE history to be a 2-time Intercontinental Champion. What do we got? Answers? Okay, let's see. AJ, what do you got? Read your answers for me.
Santana, Perfect, Razor, HBK, and Morales.
Morales and Santana are correct. Oh, did you say Perfect also?
Perfect was the second one, yeah.
Yep, Perfect is also correct. DP, you got Perfect and Macho correct.
Ah.
AJ's so racking up the points. Perfect, so it Macho. Is the first five were in chronological order: Pedro Morales, Don Morocco.
Morocco.
Tito Santana. Morocco. Ultimate Warrior.
I had Warrior, they changed it.
Fuck.
Mr. Perfect.
I forgot Warrior actually won it more than once.
That's what I got.
All right, here we go. These are the five longest reigns in Intercontinental Championship history. They're by five different individuals. You can get 5 points, and if you can put them in order from longest to the less longest, you get an extra point. We understand the assignment?
Mm-hmm.
Gunther's the number one, by the way, at 666. I'll give you that. There's 1 point for you and the longest reigning ever, because you both do that already. Here we go. You don't know who's second all time? You're a dumbass. And you deserve to get hit in the head with a guitar. Both knew it was the Tonkster, okay? The real shit starts at 3, 4, 5, all right? They're all over a year, by the way. Gave you Gunther, longest, 666. We gave you the Tonkster, second longest, 454. Who do you guys have for the third, fourth, and fifth? You don't have to have the days. I'll let you know about that. But who's third, fourth, and fifth? You each got 2 points already. You each got look, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right. What do we got there? Gunther, Honky Tonk, Savage.
Perfect.
And then what's it? What is
Perfect?
Perfect.
And Morales.
Hold on here. Let me write yours down. What do you got? Gunther?
Gunther, Honky Tonk Man. Shit, yeah. Now I'm out of focus. Savage, Perfect, and Morales.
And your order, Dan, is Gunther, Tonkster. Who you got three?
Miz.
Excuse me. Who?
Miz, Jericho.
Four.
Five. Brett.
Here we go. So AJ gets 2 more points. And it's going to beat you 11-4, Dan.
Call me the Brewers, baby.
But the order is Gunther at 666 days. The Honky Tonk Man, 454 days. Pedro Morales at 425 days. Randy Savage at 414, and Don Morocco at 385.
I didn't have Morocco.
I believe they're the only five IC reigns over a year. The only other person with like multiple long reigns are Nakamura had one near 200 and one over 200. Shelton Benjamin had a 240 plus reign. There are some longer reigns by The Rock. But go ahead and just put in list of IC champions. Go to Wikipedia. Yep. It's a fun time. Check it out.
IC champions, those are the only five that have over a year. The one right after Don Morocco is 285 with Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Yeah, Valentine's up there too, over 250. So, all right, that's triple trivia this week, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, jogging your memory on some intercontinental history, a little movie, and was it movies and monster trucks or movies and porn? What was it?
Okay. Poison.
All of the above.
All entertainment.
And a little sports trivia as well. Let's get the hell out of here, guys. That's 488s in the books. Don't drink and drive. Drink and podcast. AJ, good to see you again. I'll see you next week on Pod is War. Let everybody know where they can find you.
Absolutely. You can find me at PhenomenalAJB. That's AJB in all caps. You can also check out thechairshot.com. We're not just podcast galore. We're articles galore. Sports entertainment, just like the trivia today. You got it on thechairshot.com.
DP?
You can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs. And it's me, DPP. And make sure you are following this show at Podcast DWI on the X or Facebook.com/DWI Podcast.
There you have it. Well, follow me at PC Tunney. Go Brewers. This is my crew. You can find me at 8 George Webb's restaurants between 2 and 6 next Wednesday, having a hamburger. Follow me at PC Tunney. We'll talk to you next time. Pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.